delegates. It is a pleasure to be here today and share what the United Nations Capital Fund for Development is supporting the implementation on the UN guidelines. The UNCDF Policy Accelerator partners with governments in LDCs to define, design, and implement policies and regulations that address the needs of millions of marginalized people in the transition to the digital economy. It focuses on advocacy, gender, capacity building, monitoring, and supervision of financial consumer protection. Global challenges such as the impact of COVID-19, rising inflation, food prices, and climate change highlight the importance for creating an inclusive digital financial services landscape by enabling a stable financial system that safeguards and empowers consumers while creating trust that was just mentioned. Going forward, I would like to highlight three points that should be taken into consideration. First, meaningful customer outcomes. Financial consumer protection intervention should be measured and aligned with meaningful customer outcomes rather than prevailing on compliance burden. Regulators should be using growing evidence about customer outcomes to measure policy impact. For instance, from CGAP on the market monitoring tool, or at this stage, we would also like to commend UNCTAD's work on the World Consumer Protection Map that is so crucial for providing credible data. FCP intervention should be an integrative part in financial service providers' business model, because good consumer protection is good business. And here again comes the importance of the world of work on financial health, which provides an increasingly useful lens. For example, it was just mentioned, the latest FinDex data indicated that although globally account ownership has reached 76%, yet only one-third of mobile money account holders in sub-Saharan Africa say they could use their mobile money account without help of family members or an agent. This highlights the importance of thinking beyond measuring access to financial services and rather looking at how low-income people manage their financial lives by also considering social economic aspects such as income or financial literacy and education. This evidence will shape expectations going forward in digital usage. Another important point is bringing customer voice into the FCP design process. Seeking out marginalized segments who are often unrepresented and unbanked is crucial. For instance, in the process of gazetting the FCP guidelines in Sierra Leone, UNCDF consulted on a regular basis with civil society members to identify their needs, which led to the inclusion of a specific paragraph dedicated to vulnerable customers. Creating meaningful partnerships with civil society at the design process leads to more customer-centric results and trust in the formal financial system. For instance, UNCDF also created an advisory panel consisting of more than 40 women in the CEMAC region and identified several recommendations for financial inclusion, for female financial inclusion, also with a link to consumer protection, and the report was just released last week. Another final important point is upgrading supervision capacity. Regulation alone is not enough. A critical point for effective consumer protection implementation is an integrative approach by upgrading supervision capacity from systems to data to staff. Lessons can also be learned from Finconet for sharing best practices on supervisory tools. Our country examples, for instance, in East Africa, showed that supervision capacity was required, for instance, in Malawi, Tanzania, and Uganda. Tackling global challenges will require collaboration. Development partners like UNCTAD, CGAP, OECD, World Bank, Consumers International, just to mention a few, are in a good position to accompany government counterparts through this change process. Starting from September, UNCDF will organize a series of upcoming webinars on financial consumer protection on cross-cutting issues, such as linkage to e-commerce, financial literacy and education, and also financial stability, among others.
Please conclude.
Let's share and align our best practices for more meaningful customer outcomes, and UNCDF will be delighted to be working with you all. Thank you.